Increased control over natural resources like fish is a top priority for Kuskokwim tribes. One way to move in that direction is through collecting harvest data while the fishing season is happening, helping with the difficult job of what's called in-season management. KYUK's Anna Rose MacArthur introduces us to the river's newest monitors.
The four young men take the floor in front of a large gathering of Kuskokwim tribal representatives. Missing from the group are two young women who couldn't make the meeting, Kathy McIntyre and Colleen Andrew of Gweethluk. Each of the men and women served as community harvest monitors in their villages.
Thank you, children. Appreciate it.
I would wait at the boat landing where most of the fishermen were bringing in their fish.
Benjamin Agima collected data in Napakiak.
And I was interviewing fishermen on what their harvesting was like during the opening.
Agima and the other monitors would ask how many fish of each species the fishermen caught, how long they were out, and what gear they used. Akiak monitor Mike Williams Jr. says some people found sharing the information inappropriate. It could be seen as bragging, and it's not how some account for their harvest.
They don't really count the fish, but rather look at the fish rack, and when it's filled, then they're done.
But most fishermen would participate. And as the season went on, Nabuskiak monitor Bernard Williams says the fishermen would just see him coming and start talking.
They'd give us the answers right away. They know what we're going to say and do.
Monitors would also collect data on harvested king salmon, the age, sex, and length of each fish. And they'd write down comments like these from fishermen.
We should keep the river open all summer.
Others were just happy to have the opening.
Or we need to be conserving.
The monitors would send the data to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service via a phone app. The feds would then crunch the numbers to help determine when managers could plan the next opening. The program is organized through the Bering Sea Fishermen's Association and is similar to other programs along the river. It's meant to empower tribes, give them a clear view of their catch, provide managers more accurate harvest data, and offer job and leadership training.
There has to be a change around the Kusko because all these closures.
Jackie Larson, age 19, monitored his village of Nabuskiak.
So I might as well step in and learn, so our people can have more chances to go out fishing.
Four villages participated this year, with plans to expand to more villages next year. At that time, monitors will also collect water temperatures to track shifts related to climate change. In Bethel, I'm Anna Rose MacArthur.